as we all know, for anybody who's been in a hot moment, being able to actually interrupt that reactivity, it's in a lot of ways, it's almost easier said than done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so then you look back and go, oh, I could have been better.
Yeah.
So what are some, you know, if people, if a parent finds that that is one of the, that they're triggered, they, you know, they're moving fast, they're quick to react, they're quick to conclude, they're quick to, you know, a lot of what you're describing here is like fast and hot.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say slow down. So what if I say, well, I don't have access to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just beat myself up later.
Yeah.
When I don't have access. So for when you're working with folks, how do you develop that first pause before reacting capacity?
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting because as we were saying earlier, the first step is intention, right? Is the desire to want to interrupt that reactivity. And so that naming of that desire, of that intention, is the first step. Now, you can't interrupt the hotness, the heat, mm-hmm. Without having had some practice outside of the heat.
Mm.
So the practices happen in moments where you're not even in the heat. So, you know, you can take a practice of, you know, with each of my courses, there's always some guided meditation. There's some slowing down. There's some connecting with breath. There's some becoming aware of our bodies. So there's right there is a practice that we're taking up that's not happening in the heat of the moment.
Right.
So that can starts building when there's that intention and that desire to put that into practice. And then what happens with learning is what I'm noticing is learning happens in reverse. So we have our hot moment, and then after the fact, we go, dang, didn't want to behave that way, but there I went again, yelling, flying off the handle, whatever. And so then there's a new awareness after the fact. And then it starts with practice, then it starts happening in the heat of the moment. And then there's some awareness like, oh, I was in the heat of the moment and I knew I wanted to change, but I couldn't change it. And then it moves into before it happens. So the change process is happening kind of in the reverse, and it becomes developing a new awareness after, developing the awareness in, and then developing the awareness before it happens. And it takes time. It's nothing, there's no quick fix and there's no pill, and I'm still working on it and we're all still working on it.
Yeah.